The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Long-time panelist,
first-time
listener. No, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I think if you're a panelist, you're necessarily also listening.
Yeah, I think that that's true. We're not, like, so cool that we're also wearing, like, you know, headsets while we're here in the studio. It's really just
microphones. That's true.
So we can't make it too much like WKRP in Cincinnati.
We do have headsets, though.
We do.
I still remember the episode they did about the Who concert.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Poignant.
Dave Chow remembers television.
Far too much. It was my babysitter. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, so...
Excellent. I figured if I brought up WKRP that, you know, your ears would perk up just a little bit.
I know them well, so.
Chai Chai Rodriguez. Never forget that.
Never ceases to make me laugh.
You got to love Les Nessman. I mean,
More music, Les Nessman.
Oh, my gosh.
And Johnny had to correct him.
Dan Maggio is here with us here today.
I have a WKRP trivia question.
Of course you do.
So one of my favorite episodes, and I can't remember, is about the British punk band that they were hosting. They were dressed in suits, but they were really rotten. Yes. And what was the name of that group?
Oh, my gosh. Was it Really Rotten?
Yes.
Were they? Was it Really Rotten?
That's yes. What No.
That was that the name, you know?
Remember they destroyed their hotel room? Did they throw Johnny out the window? It was the hotel manager or something.
So they were supposed to be the Sex Pistols, basically, or modeled on them.
They were...
Scum.
The scum of the earth.
Scum of the earth.
Scum of the earth. That's it.
Wow.
Wow. Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember the Dukes of Hazzard this well.
Yeah.
This is
we are not watching that sequence. So
the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's my own brilliance.
No.
Okay, good.
Tell me no.
Outstanding, Heather.
I'm glad you.
Cars were jumping, Beth.
Okay, as long as it was about the cars.
No, not about the... Yeah. Kendra, I understand... that you've got to run, but you could say hi.
Hi.
That's, I think, all we're going to get out of professor.
She needs to go home to her adorable kitties.
Yes. Kitties and
kids. And her kids, too.
And kitties and kids.
Yes. You have kitties?
I do.
Carbon Steel.
Okay, now
Carbon
we're best
Steel
friends.
And Liberty Star. They're two black cats. Adopted on 9/11.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Liberty. Oh,
she responds to her commercials.
Yes, she does. You bet she does.
You need to bring them here.
Yeah.
I don't think they
I
would
feel like
enjoy
I played a part
ride.
In naming one of those cats. At least Drew played a part in naming one of those cats.
Carbon you don't steel. Feel like you played a part. You
I did
play a part.
That's right.
Yeah, we should have a bring your pet
to work day.
But if you bring Oliver, he'll scare everybody else's pets.
Oh. I know. He's very gentle.
Yeah. Well, but...
So you do know that when I was a student here, engineering had its own engineering cat.
And so did chemistry.
In the building.
That's really cool.
And Mrs. Marshall used to feed the cat.
Does not seem
in
safe.
In the building. All the time.
The cat in the chemistry building, his name was Stranger.
Now, this isn't the little black cat that you found in the great ones that you kept in the main office until somebody...
Oh, yes.
Mara, if you've ever wondered why there's a post-it note in Kendra's office and one in my lab that says, cat in here, do not open door, that's when Megan found a cat outside our building and brought it into the building.
That student is in my class this semester, and I was so excited to show her, look at this note. The cat is at a farm.
Yeah, that's good.
You know what that means.
Not sure if it's still at the farm.
It's getting fat eating mice.
Yeah, mouser. Probably. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for chiming in,
Thank you, and... Take care.
And have a good
weekend. Bye, Kendra.
Farewell. Toodaloo.
We are again graced with the presence of our guest panelists. Mara Livesey is here with us here today.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming again. I know it's very cold outside, but we're glad you made it.
Truly.
But it's always warm in the Briggs basement studio, so we don't have to worry about that. And Heather Hill Vasquez is with us here today.
Hello.
Hello.
Heath Barr.
Oh, goodness. Here
wait,
we go.
Wait. Now, where does WKRP, where does it come from? Where is, you're just sitting there, you know, sipping soup, you know, at the dinner table. It's like, you know what we should do? We should watch more WKRP. Like, where does it come from?
What do you mean?
What made you and Mark want to watch this
Think about
again?
Watching it.
Because we have it okay. on DVD. Okay. And we couldn't figure out anything else to watch. All right.
I'm doing that. I'm going through West Wing for at least the fourth time because I have that series on.
Do you have Netflix?
I do.
So I'll suggest two things. Okay. One, which name I cannot say on the air. One is Kim's Convenience out of Toronto. Oh, yeah. Very funny. And the other one is also a CBC show, Something Creek.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Heard very, good things about it.
Very good.
Yes.
So you can all fill right. in the rest. Okay. Just Google it.
Thank you.
Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Everybody should watch
that. Yeah,
that
sounds also outstanding.
Okay, folks. Well, this is a program. You can send us questions regarding anything. Frankly, it's been a while since we've had some questions about streaming services or things you might watch on said streaming services. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook or ask your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Ask the Professor Radio Show. And sooner or later, somebody's voice is going to start coming out of your extremely creepy, privacy-destroying smart speaker. You also can play Jeopardy on some of those. All right, we've got some questions. The subject line for the email was questions, parentheses, and answers for your show. This is my second time sending questions. The theme is famous animals and pets. What a great segue.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
The previous batch was back in 2009 when I was living in Japan. Sorry it's been so long.
It's okay.
Since submitting any more, I'll try not to wait another 10 years for the next batch. I trust your grading scale. Wow, she really trusts us very well. Hope you enjoy. Sarah Martin of Carlisle, Ohio. Thanks for sending your questions, Sarah. That's great. I actually remember when you sent the original questions, and I save everything, so I probably still have them. I'll have to go into our archives. All right, the theme is famous animals and pets. The world's loneliest duck recently met his demise at the paws of a dog. He was beloved by the Niue Islanders in the South Pacific, living in a roadside puddle for just over a year. He flew around the island, visited locals for treats, and they named him Trevor.
Aww.
Who was its namesake? The namesake of the world's loneliest duck, Trevor.
Steve Trevor.
Trevor Noah.
Those are good guesses. It has more to do with where the Niue Islands are in the South Pacific.
Trevor.
Hint number one. The duck is thought to have been blown off course traveling from New Zealand.
What? Tasmania? No.
Mm-mm. Hint number two, the duck is a mallard, which is not native at all to the Niue Islands.
And this is why it's named Trevor.
Mm-hmm. It'll be very obvious here in just a moment. Even if you're not completely up to snuff on who the Speaker of the New Zealand House of Representatives what? Is.
Oh, his name is Trevor.
Trevor Mallard it. Is the name
oh, I see.
of the Speaker
it's
of
a
the
Kiwi New... duck.
Yeah, so cute. Very, very cute. I just love the idea, like, in my mind of him flying all over the island getting treats, and then they named him Trevor.
Mauled by a dog.
Getting treats.
Right. Yeah. And he gets killed by a dog.
Yeah, but Oliver would never do that.
No.
He's very
He's
gentle.
A very sweet puppy.
He is mm-hmm. a
well,
vanilla pudding Labrador, isn't he?
He's a lab retriever mix.
Okay.
Rescue.
Rescue. Who rescued who? Which U.S. president famously buried his horse in a cemetery for people?
Teddy Roosevelt?
George Washington.
It wasn't either of those.
Andrew Jackson?
Wasn't Jackson.
Taylor?
Who else had a horse?
Wasn't Taylor.
Well, a lot of them.
His name...
yeah, no, but like who's...
His name, the name of the horse. The name of the horse was The General.
This sounds like an insurance commercial.
This is the one I've given this clue many times because it's just so weird. We've done this before, Mara. Just recently... The last living grandchild of this president died, like in the last couple of years, which is whack job because this person got married multiple times and had kids late into life.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
Tyler?
Tyler. John Tyler.
Very good.
His last living grandchild just died a couple of years ago, and I think that's
Steven
weird.
Tyler?
Oh. Steven Tyler.
Aerosmith?
That would be even weirder.
Yeah, that would be weirder. His horse's name was The General. I mean, I understand that that's a good hint, but it's like probably all of them were. Wasn't Washington's nickname The General? I don't know.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, that was his title.
Right. Well,
that's okay. Harlem Globetrotter's opponent.
Right, exactly. The Generals, the Washington Generals. How long did Dash beloved Queen Victoria's King Charles Spaniel live after she became queen?
Ooh, 10 years.
What the heck, man?
Is it really?
It's a pretty good life for a dog.
He died at 10 years of age, and the answer to the question I asked was 3 years into her reign.
Oh, okay.
And it's absolutely, I got to say, this is like downright moving. On his tombstone, here lies Dash, favorite spaniel of Her Majesty Queen Victoria. In his 10th year, his attachment was without selfishness, his playfulness without malice, his fidelity without deceit. Reader, if you would be beloved and die regretted, profit by the example of Dash.
Oh, so,
man, can I have that on my tombstone?
Have you seen the movie The Young Victoria with Emily Blunt?
Oh, yeah, Emily
Blunt. It's absolutely... It's a great film,
good?
But okay. Dash is in that movie as her dog.
There's a
dog
series
she has.
Too now as well.
Yeah, it's a masterpiece.
I've seen parts of it.
Profit by the example of Dash. That's really cute.
There are dogs.
Now the queen has corgis, so apparently not.
I don't know if any of them was named Dash.
King Charles Spaniels are cuter, but...
I can't picture what a King Charles Spaniel looks like. I'm going to have to look it up when I get back to Wikipedia.
Kind of long bushy ears.
Okay.
They're usually brown and white and brown spotted. My neighbor's parents have a couple.
They're adorable.
They're yappy.
Hell yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, thank you. But they are very pretty dogs.
In Cincinnati, one of its zoo babies has become a favorite to the city and many around the world. She was born premature and nursed to health by zoo staff and the doctors from the Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
Is this the
number
hippo?
Number 2 in the nation. What's her name and what type of animal is she? She is a hippo.
Florence?
Very close. Fiona the hippo. Born premature and nursed to health by the staff and doctors from Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
That's a really nice zoo.
Him.
The Cincinnati Zoo is a nice zoo.
Isn't that the one with the what's his face? Who's the guy?
I don't know.
Jack Hanna.
No, that's Columbus.
Columbus, okay.
Columbus Zoo. I heard Columbus Zoo is actually pretty good,
too. Yeah, I haven't been to that one.
You've been to the Cincinnati Zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it nice?
I don't know. It's clean. I think.
Do the animals look happy even though they're living on wet cement?
I mean, part of what I like about it, too, is that it's also has a lot of really good Michigan plants.
Oh,
landscaping. Okay. There you go, landscaping.
It's not just landscaping, but what's the word for?
Flora?
No.
Fauna.
No.
Indigenous.
No.
Species.
No.
That's what I was
going. It's a combination zoo and...
Oh, like an arboretum.
Arboretum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's another word, and I'm at
like
a loss.
Like a nature.
We had a hard enough time getting that one.
So. Yeah, I know.
Botanical gardens.
Let's go with that. Botanical gardens. There you go. Thanks, Mara.
Isn't the botanical gardens what they call the thing on Belle Isle, too, where you can go and see all
conservatory?
The plants? Conservatory?
That's yeah.
Observatory.
Anyway, it's a nice zoo. Okay. I just.
So do you observe at a conservatory and conserve at an observatory?
There are lots of peacocks wandering
around. Sure it goes both ways.
I think I made this joke last year, but I'm making it again this year because there is... in the 20 hours of build-up TV to the Super Bowl, a TV show on ESPN, the title of which is, What Time Does the Super Bowl Start? So it is reasonable to ask the question, what time does the Super Bowl start? And that is my favorite joke.
All that matters is that cheating Tom Brady won again.
Wah, wah.
Ugh.
Deflategate, what can I say?
I don't have a dog in the race.
I thought that the...
I am from New England, so...
Yeah, but still.
I watch it for the commercials.
Yikes. They were all terrible.
They were horrible.
I didn't watch it.
Well, it's not real football, as my husband would tell you.
That's right.
That was the other thing from the internet last week.
Real footy.
They showed a picture of a soccer player with the ball next to his foot, and it was foot... ball. And then it showed the guy with the classic American football cradle. It said hand egg. That pretty much covers
so
all.
So we should start calling it hand egg now. I like that.
There's very little feet in the game.
The Super Bowl of hand egg.
Moshi is a St. Bernard from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She recently set the Guinness World Record for...
Weight.
What? Not weight.
Catching frisbees.
Nope, not catching
age.
Frisbees. Something about her body.
Longest hair.
Not longest hair.
Longest tail.
Not longest tail.
Longest toenails.
Longest something, but not nails.
Tongue.
Tongue.
Oh, tongue.
7.31 inches.
For eating moshi.
That's, Yeah, for eating mochi.
That's Gene Simmons territory.
Yeah, that is Gene Simmons territory.
That's like delicatessen territory.
How many inches was that?
7.31 inches. So, although, why do we have a decimal?
I think my brother's
inch,
pug has a longer tongue than that.
Well, you better call up Guinness.
That's a chameleon.
You guys are cracking me up. On January 20th, 2006, this unlikely animal found its way into the River Thames.
Was it one of the Queen's dogs, corgis?
No.
Unlikely
animal. A taco cat.
No.
Oh, unlikely animal in water?
In the Thames.
A shark.
It wasn't a shark.
A whale.
It wasn't a whale.
Was it a fish?
Oh,
or
no,
something?
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. It was a whale. I saw a bottlenose, and I thought dolphin, and I superimposed my knowledge over it. It was a bottlenose whale, and they tried to get her to safety, but she died. Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it said. Yeah. Because that is just about the most polluted waterway, except for the Hudson River, unfortunately. So I'm sorry. I saw a bottlenose, and I thought dolphin. And
apology accepted.
Jeez. I'm getting it today. An emperor penguin found its way to New Zealand from Antarctica, 4,000 miles away. Even though it was winter, in June 2011, it was still much warmer for him. Penguins will often swallow ice to cool themselves off. What did this penguin, which they nicknamed Happy Feet, try to swallow to cool himself?
A first-class ticket.
No.
A kiwi fruit.
No.
Popsicle.
No.
To cool himself?
Yeah, this is not a good story.
A large rock?
Oh, something that killed it, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, rock is close to one of the things that they pulled out of his gastrointestinal tract. Sand.
A plastic widget.
So he thought that the sand was
Pop top or something like that.
Yeah, other beach debris is on the list, so that qualifies. And the only thing you haven't said yet is twigs.
Poor
That's had
penguin.
To perform surgery to remove it. There was a big debate on what to do with him because he could have taken a virus back to the herd if he went home right away. His tracking device stopped transmitting a week after he was released, so there's no telling what happened to Happy Feet. This is some sad things in this.
So we don't know if he found his heart song?
No, we don't. Or if he was voiced by Robin Williams or lots of other things. Yeah.
Starts with try and ends with oomph.
Awesome.
Favorite line in that movie.
Awesome, awesome. The highest profile criminal quarantine case in Australian history happened when two Yorkshire Terriers were not declared when they arrived.
Johnny Depp's dogs.
Yes, with owners on a private jet. Because of the biosecurity, the dogs were quarantined for 10 days per regulation, and the owners were charged with illegally importing dogs. Who were they? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yep.
Yes, that's it.
Doesn't Australia have some of the stringiest export
they
import
are particularly
things?
Stringent import. Declaration rules.
There was just a lot of crossover with those words. Look, it's a gigantic island, all right? And sometimes penguins show up near to it. We know
that
much.
It's its own continent, actually.
It's basically its own continent. And it's got the most like compartmentalized ecosystem of any chunk of land.
Yeah, because
on
I
the
remember,
planet.
I think Marcia, at CCS had to ship cars, like model cars to Australia. They actually had to quarantine the wood or something like that prior to sending it out.
In Michigan, we're careful about firewood.
No, but crates. Like the wooden shipping crates.
It's a country I'd love to go to, but just the idea of the flight makes me say, nope.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Anything longer than an hour makes me want to throw up. So
pretty
I'm
much.
Never
yeah.
going to make
yeah.
it there.
Especially now, air travel is, literally.
Guess you're not coming to Portugal then.
No, I don't think I'll be joining you in Lisbon, unfortunately.
We're also going to Dublin for a night.
Deal.
What? Only cities that end in N on this trip or what?
There you go.
That's pretty nice. Speaking of those wonderful corgis, Queen Elizabeth II has well-known love for corgis, owning over 30 of them since becoming queen. She stopped breeding them since 2015 so as not to leave any behind when she passes. In 1999, gulp, one of her royal footmen was demoted from the palace for doing what in relation to her beloved corgis?
Did he step on it?
Kind of nasty.
Kicking one.
No, nothing directly physical.
Yelling at it.
Getting closer.
He didn't speak highly of it.
No, I mean, that does sound very British, but it was more, it wasn't physically direct, but it was direct what he
emotionally
did.
Harming a dog.
No.
Did he spray it with water?
Getting closer.
Did he smack it on the nose?
No.
Made it eat it.
Made it ingest something.
Oh. Something bad for it? Chocolate?
He made it eat cake.
No. No cake. No chocolate. No.
Let the dogs eat.
He was looking, last chance. He was looking to get some cheap entertainment out of the dogs.
Beer.
Laxatives.
No.
Beer.
He fed it booze. Heather's right.
Oh,
he fed
no.
it booze and watched them caper about. they caught it on camera. And he was, it doesn't even say fired, by the way. It says demoted. Just sort of like, it was really funny, but don't
I can just hear Queen Elizabeth like, we are not amused.
We are not amused.
At your behavior with our dogs.
Oh my gosh.
The series with Claire Foy as Elizabeth, that's good. I mean, we're talking about series, right? Has anybody watched that?
That's the masterpiece one?
No.
No, the masterpiece one currently on is Victoria.
It's on Victoria.
Oh, Victoria, I'm
but
sorry.
There's a Elizabeth. There's a series about Elizabeth II too.
Getting a lot of queen crossover here.
Queens named Elizabeth, you know, turn out to be awesome because it's the name.
It's the name of
I'm
the
just
entire
saying.
What can you say? I mean, you've reigned over the British Empire since 1952. What more do you want, you know?
Seriously. Same year as
1952. What was it?
Dingle?
Oh,
ask the professor.
Oh, my gosh. What am I saying?
And I defeated a Spanish Armada.
Yeah,
hello.
That's also true. Wow, I totally forgot that was ATP's year of founding. Incredible. All right. One more question. These were really, really good. Oh, I hope there isn't a whole 10 years left between the next time you do this, Sarah, because these were great. Besides President Trump, who's the only other U.S. president not to have any pets that we know of in the White House?
George Washington.
Not Bush, not Clinton. Well, Bush 41?
Buchanan.
Buchanan had some pets.
Can you give us a, like, general date range?
Actually, I believe
like century?
That President Buchanan's first name is the same as shared with this president.
James.
James.
Madison.
Polk. It was James K. Polk. Did not have any pets. So what's his deal? I don't know.
5440 or fight, manifest destiny, that whole, you know, he was too busy doing that.
About the pets is what I meant. But,
you know, you don't have time for pets when you're conquering a nation.
That is true.
He didn't have enough.
So the time has come at the end of our show here to do a little ditty we like to call ATP Favorites. And our producer gave us some ATP favorites that we're going to talk about, and let's see what happens. We don't need to do this in any order, but we would like to know the panelists' favorite place in the great state of Michigan to relax or go to vacation or visit. What is your favorite place to go to in the great state
I'll
of
answer
Michigan?
I'll answer because hands down, Traverse City.
Traverse City.
Absolutely.
You know who Charlie B is, don't you?
I think I ran into
him. You've had dinner with him a few times, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, what is it that you like about Traverse City?
It's a nice mixture of, if you want kind of fine dining, classy culture, or rural, relaxed, beach. You could drive around for days up in that area and find all kinds of fun things to do. It's just a really beautiful part of the state.
Very cool.
I love it up there. I've been there a few times, if you can't tell.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're getting their second curling club.
That's why. Okay.
So.
Yes. Dave, you look like you were leaning in.
I'm thinking, a couple years ago, we took a vacation to Douglas.
Douglas, Michigan.
Yes. The suburb of Saugatuck. It's less snooty than Saugatuck.
Is Saugatuck snooty?
Just
a little bit, yeah.
But, you know, we rented a little cabin out there in the middle of nowhere. It was actually kind of nice.
Had fun.
End of the season, hardly anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice.
Very
it was
cool.
Fun. It was cold,
okay,
which I like. So
yeah, you're from Medicine Hat.
Yeah,
so,
I like it cold.
It's been a while.
Colder the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the ladies here?
I have only been to Detroit and Pinnebog. That's it.
You love Detroit that much?
I don't go anywhere.
Detroit's pretty
happening.
I never
go anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. There's places to explore.
I had fun swimming in Lake Huron with Kathy when we were up at her house, but I haven't traveled any of Michigan.
Okay.
I never travel anywhere.
Well, that is a nice little vacation area that you were at. It's very
the
secluded.
Thumb.
In, up in the thumb, yeah. Because I suppose that we're sort of going in order. It didn't mean to be that way. My answer would be, you know, my family, my parents' side of the family have vacation space up in the thumb at Fort Gratiot, and my in-laws always take us up to Little Traverse every year, and that is a very, very quiet and wonderful secluded place too.
I like Frankfort.
Frankfort, Michigan.
Yep.
Yes.
Where is Frankfort?
Frankfort is a city in Benzie County in the U.S. state of Michigan. It's on Lake Michigan.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
It's up the coastline.
She's cheating with the phone.
Yeah.
It's off 22.
Yeah, it's off 22. It's like south of Traverse City.
Empire, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I discovered it a few years ago. And
claimed it for the Queen of England.
It's a very small little town, and there's like, you know, a fairly inexpensive place to stay right on the beach that we like. And we wander around. It actually has some really nice restaurants downtown. And,
cool.
We usually go off season.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And we already booked the room we want for a year, pretty much a year from now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're way planning ahead. And when is off season that you're there?
Well, actually, I don't know if it's a year from now, but we booked it a year ahead. It's going to be in late September.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's going to be gorgeous.
So we were there middle October this last year, and so it's just nice. People are nice. And then Crystal Mountain is there as well, pretty close to there. Mm-hmm. And they have a spa there that sometimes Olivia and I have gone there a couple times.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, anyway, yes, Frankfort.
All right, Frankfort.
Nobody, don't tell anybody.
We won't. We won't let a single soul know.
I know.
Mara, how about you?
I really like the Sawyer area, Southwest Michigan,
Southwest.
Right near the border.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cute little farmer's market with great berries in the summer, a little brewery right downtown.
Of course.
And the dunes.
The dunes.
Good call. Always good call.
A little bit of everything.
Unless you fall down.
Well,
that's not the point, though.
Oh, that's true.
Any place you can get great berries in the summer at a farmer's market is awesome.
Pretty nice.
Yes.
It's pretty nice. My aunt and uncle used to live in St. Joe, and so I'm mildly familiar with the area. There isn't a bad place to find in the great state of Michigan. Go watch the Under the Radar episodes on YouTube. And
even the ones with us on there.
Find the ones that we were in, and then, yeah, exactly. You'll find out exactly what you need to know.
But it's not Oregon, I'm just going to say.
It's okay. It's not everything is, but
they're getting some snow out there.
I guess, huh?
Oh, I'll have to text my sister and see if...
Yeah.
She's preparing for... She freaked out when I told her how cold it was here. Mm-hmm, and
mm-hmm. Yeah, but like 5 to 7, up to 14 in some areas.
Wow. Well, in the city of Seven Hills, that's going to bring everything to a complete halt.
There you go.
Shoveling weather.
We're praying here in the Detroit area that winter has gotten it out of its system by this point, but we will remain to see.
Winter's here.
It's not a chance.
The time has come, unfortunately, for us to say goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye, everybody. Stay warm.
Mara.
Goodbye, everybody. Get cold.
Dan.
Have a great weekend.
Dave.
See ya.
Beth.
Later.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.